Good morning, this is Sterling Smith with your Asna Edge Morning Market Update. And we're seeing a little bit of buying pressure and a little bit of follow-through after the last couple of days of fairly solid performance. May corn at 442, that's up 2.25. July at 451.5, up 2. December, 474.5, up 2. May soybeans at 1163.75, up 2.75, while July at 1178.75, up 2.25. November soybeans at 1171, that's down 3/4. July soybean oil, 45.51, down 15, while meal at 345.70 is up 90. Old crop crush at 89.50, down 2.50, while new crop at 101.50 is up 1. July wheat at 589.75, up 2.25. July Kansas City, 609, up 6.5. And July Minneapolis wheat at 669.5, that's up 6.5. July rice at 1920 is up 1. May cotton back to its old tricks again. We're at 78.84, down 120. July at 81.32, down 109. And December new crop at 77.92 is down 15. Cattle seeing a little bit of follow through, particularly for the feeders. June lives at 178.37, that's up 33. August feeders, 260.40, that's up 193. June hogs, 106.55, up 105, and continually strong internals. May milk at 18.15, down 23. Orange juice for July at 360.55 is down 9.15. Crude oil had reversed some earlier losses. We're now at 82.30, we're up 40 cents. Diesel at 255.52, down 127. June gasoline at 267.12, that's up 82. Natural gas at 206 is down 1. Gold, $2,333 an ounce, down $13.20. Silver, $27.46, down 7. Stocks are doing better. We got some weaker PMI numbers this morning, and that's bringing back the idea of rate cuts, which seems a little aggressive, but we are higher at the moment. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 38,439, up 200. S&P at 50.58, up 48. And the NASDAQ Composite at 17,568, up 218. Looking at interest rates, we are a smidge lower. The two-year at 493 is down 4 basis points. That traded as high as 499, spot 7, just before that number was released this morning. 10-year at 458 is down 2, and the 30-year at 470 is down 1 basis point. This is Sterling Smith from Getting Sunny, Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great morning.